Hello, this is Chris Pierce, and welcome to the Self-Maintenance of the Brain and Body podcast.
This is episode 25, and in this episode, I'll share with you a method to regulate your emotions to deal with past trauma, or to simply deal positively with everyday stressful situations. Think deeply about this quote by the Greek philosopher Epictetus. Men and women are disturbed not by things, but by the view which they take of them. This means that the daily events you interact with, causing you to feel negative emotions, are not really the cause. It's your attitude, your choice, and the threatening definition you place upon these things, which cause these negative emotions. To better understand this, I'll explain the model of emotions. As we interact with the world around us, our five senses are data collectors, sending information to the brain for processing. As this processing occurs, the brain takes the data, compares it to past experiences and attitudes, and determines the required emotion. The word emotion comes from the Latin word to move, or cause to do something. These emotions then influence us to behave a certain way. Most can agree that we do not like it when we feel these negative emotions, and we may regret the behavior that they influence. We all have the ability to choose not to allow these negative emotions to remain, and it starts with addressing the beliefs or thoughts that are influencing these negative emotions. A method to empower you to regulate your emotions in the face of these events that seem to create negative experience is to use a cognitive behavioral approach called putting your thoughts on trial. This empowers you to focus on your thoughts, determine if they are valid in the context of the current situation, and think rationally by developing alternative evidence against the thoughts influencing the negative emotion. To put your thoughts on trial, consider the lawyers in a courtroom. You have the prosecutor and the defense attorney. So when you put your thoughts on trial, the evidence presented by the prosecution is the thought or belief causing the negative emotion. Ask yourself what the prosecutor is presenting to the jury. What is this thought and belief? Now put yourself in the defense attorney's shoes. What evidence would the defense attorney present to prove the prosecutor's belief wrong or apply rational reasoning? The evidence you develop against your original thought is how you put your thought on trial. It's creating reasoning that will result in a more positive emotion, causing the opposite of that negative emotion. Let me walk you through a simple example that happens to us all too often, and that's road rage. Let's say while you're driving, another driver pulls in front of you and continues to drive slowly. Now, following the model of emotions, you have these thoughts that this driver doesn't care that they cut you off, and you believe that you're a good driver and that they should share the road with you in a respectful manner. This causes the negative emotion of anger and influences a behavior where you honk your horn and begin to tailgate the car in front of you. Now, you can regulate this emotion, reduce the anger, and prevent the behavior of tailgating the person by putting this thought on trial. So the prosecutor presents evidence that this person is out to get you and that they cut you off on purpose. What evidence do you think the defense attorney would offer in this situation? They may offer that the driver isn't out to get you, that they may not even have noticed you. This driver may be an elderly person or a new driver struggling with the fear of driving. By recognizing this alternative belief, your anger can subside and your negative behavior may be reduced. To better help you put your thoughts on trial as you develop those alternative thoughts, you can also do the opposite of the emotion or engage in activities that create positive emotions. Putting your thoughts on trial can be used in everyday stressful situations and with triggers caused by traumatic experiences. With these traumatic experiences, various triggers can cause you to relive the past trauma. When you put your thoughts on trial, you recognize that the emotions you're experiencing now were valid in the past during the traumatic experience, but are not valid in the context of the current situation. Putting your thoughts on trial takes practice, and with anything, after practicing something routinely, it can become second nature. This week, I challenge you to put your thoughts on trial. Start your day by telling yourself that you will practice the skill and go on the hunt for opportunities to do so. It can be hard to remember this skill in the heat of the moment when our emotions are high, but we can be prepared and ready by telling ourselves each morning that we will look for times where we can practice this skill to increase positive emotions throughout our daily lives. This concludes this episode. Thank you for listening. Please tune in every Monday for another self-care tip. If you enjoyed this episode, do me a favor and share it with your family and friends. Please check out my self-care book, Self-Health Andragogy, Self-Directed Learning Approach to Mental and Physical Self-Care. It's available on Kindle, print copy, and audiobook. You can find links to this book in the show notes of this podcast.